We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Beloved viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805. In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal. Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tanal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chimpanero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21, Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company.
In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zonet 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos, and Channel 55 on Litimar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhothor Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. and Dakhan All Province Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Tar Cable Company, and the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Companies Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television Mongolian Digital Broadcasting,
and Bayanzuk in Han Or District Channel 25 on Himori Cable TV,
and Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, in Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company, in Slovenia Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, in Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, in Taipei City Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV, in Taipei County Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yangjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, and Taichung County Channel 106 on Changchai Cable TV, in Jiayi County Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, in Puzi City Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV, and Jiayi City Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company, in Yulin County Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korea donates $100,000 in aid to Mongolia. In community news, Rwanda's first national rugby team is organized with the help of a Hong Kong sports enthusiast. In education news, a 10-year-old Welsh boy saves his mother by using newly learned first aid knowledge. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 6th, the founding father of modern Fiji, His Excellency Ratu Sir Kamisese Maru, was born in Lau Archipelago, Fiji in 1920. He led Fiji to independence in 1970 and became the country's first prime minister. Ratu Mahara, a prominent statesman, was also president of Fiji from 1994 to 2000. He assisted in establishing the South Pacific Forum, now called the Pacific Islands Forum, which is a grouping of cooperating independent states. He was also credited with strengthening the country's economy and was known as an advocate of open dialogue and accord between people of various ethnicities. May outstanding leadership, such as that shown by His Excellency Ratu Sir Kamisese Maru, help bring sustainability and harmony to all lands.
Fly-in news. Thousands lose power to unusual storm striking Canada and northwestern US. Beginning Sunday night, May 2nd, an abnormally late winter-like storm swept through the western Canadian province of British Columbia in the neighboring state of Washington, USA. Along with heavy rain and mountain snow, powerful winds with gusts of up to 60 miles per hour made for treacherous driving conditions. Meanwhile, crews worked to restore power to some 40,000 Washington households in the USA and 26,000 in Canadian British Columbia. We are thankful for the general safety of the US and Canadian residents and appreciate the efforts of all those working to restore stability to the region. May such unpredictable weather conditions be eased as we strive for greater consideration of one another and our ecosphere.
Quakes rattle Indonesia and Japan. On Monday evening, May 3rd, a magnitude 5.9 tremor struck off Japan's Izu Islands, its epicenter located 405 kilometers southeast of Hachijojima at a depth of 82 kilometers. The next morning, a 5.2 quake hit eastern Indonesia, 158 kilometers southwest of Gorontalo in North Sulawesi. No major damage or injuries were reported for either event. our gratefulness for the well-being of the quake affected as we pray that planetary calm is restored through humanity's more caring stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International donors provide aid to quake-stricken Haitians. With support from South Korea as well as private donors, the Inter-American Development Bank's Multilateral Investment Fund, or MIF, has provided a $2.6 million donation to the non-profit Latin American organization, A Roof for My Country. This funding will be used to construct transitional homes for some 2,000 families displaced since the January 12 earthquake in Haiti. Established by university students in 1997, the Chile-based organization A Roof for My Country mobilizes youth volunteers across 15 Latin American countries to help the disadvantaged. This project's total $6.1 million funding will also support a partnership with Haitian organizations and government agencies to provide the families with social assistance such as job training opportunities. Heaven's Blessings Multilateral Investment Fund, South Korea, and all private donors for your kind and generous contributions, as we also thank the volunteers of A Roof for My Country for their heartening assistance to Haitian brethren. May the people of Haiti be graced in resuming lives of abundant stability, prosperity, and fulfillment.
UNASUR Summit held in Brazil. Leaders of the 12 member states, including Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Paraguay, Peru, Suriname, Uruguay, and Venezuela, gathered in Campana, Brazil on Tuesday, May 4th for a meeting of the Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR. One of the key decisions made at the meeting was the unanimous election of the organization's first Secretary General, former Argentine President Néstor Kirchner. Delegates from the 12 nations also discussed regional issues, including the fulfillment of aid pledges to earthquake-stricken neighbors Haiti and Chile, as well as matters facilitating further consolidation between the member nations. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, former Argentine President Kirchner, for your new role and all participants for your unifying and constructive efforts. May the people of your nations be graced with shared brotherhood and understanding among all.
Prenatal smoking found increases risk of childhood psychiatric problems. Analyzing birth records of over 175,000 Finnish children born from 1987 to 1989, researchers at the nation's Turku University found that children whose mothers smoked during pregnancy had a 32% increased chance of being diagnosed with a disorder that would require the intake of psychiatric medications, with the likelihood increasing to 44% if the mother smoked more than a pack a day. In fact, prenatal smoking heightened the unborn's risk for all psychiatric afflictions, especially attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, depression, and addiction. While evidence has been previously presented that a smoking expectant mother places her child at risk of long-term health issues like asthma, ear infections, and respiratory disease, this was one of the first studies to establish the correlation between prenatal smoking and mental issues such as depression. The researchers concluded by recommending complete avoidance of smoking during pregnancy, saying that many such childhood psychiatric problems could thus be prevented. Turku University researchers, we are thankful for this informative study that highlights yet another aspect of tobacco's damaging effects. May such studies motivate many mothers-to-be towards smoke-free health to protect ourselves and the lives of the precious unborn.
Smoking bans save lives. Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion, £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce, £140 million saved through fewer sick days, £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job, £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Tamil journalist pardoned. As a gesture coinciding with World Press Freedom Day, Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa formally cleared media member Jayaprakash Tissenayagam of all charges, freeing him from a previous 20-year sentence. After being detained while on duty in May 2008, Mr. Tissenayagam's case drew interest from international human rights groups, the European Union, and heads of states, such as US President Barack Obama, who stated that the detainment came as Mr. Tissenayagam was fulfilling the duties of his editorial job. Newly appointed External Affairs Minister G.L. Peiris announced Mr. Tissenayagam's pardon, while also affirming the government's current progress toward normalized stability. We send our appreciation for the fair decision of President Rajapaksa and join in gladness for Mr. Tissenayagam's freedom, wishing him many happy reunions with loved ones as we pray for the ease of safety for all media members as they strive to bring accurate and timely information to the public.
Save our planet. International Environment Ministers advance climate change talks. In a three-day meeting jointly hosted with Mexico in Petersburg near Bonn, Germany, environment ministers from 40 nations agreed by the forum's conclusion on May 4th on several contributions toward the major United Nations climate conference in Cancun, Mexico in December 2010. Executive Secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, Ivo de Boer, along with European Commissioner for Climate Action, Connie Hedegaard, and attending ministers, stated that a final agreement in areas such as climate-friendly technology transfer and forest protection is within reach.
Now I've been doing some outreach, been out there seeing how serious people are already being impacted and affected. And we cannot continue to talk. We must deliver specific action. And I really feel that that is also the spirit among colleagues here at Petersburg.
The countries also presented their individual projects intended to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. France, Norway and Germany, for instance, plan to halt deforestation through international collaboration and increased funding.
Just the previous week, another preparatory climate meeting was held in Bonn, Germany.
Wir befinden uns hier in Bonn auf der Konferenz Die Rolle der EU in den internationalen Klimaverhandlungen. Die Zeit, die uns bleibt, um den Klimawandel einzudämmen, schwindet. Europa muss wieder eine Vorreiterrolle im Klimaschutz einnehmen. Um diesem Ziel gerecht zu werden, besprechen die Abgeordneten Strategien auf internationaler, aber auch auf regionaler Ebene.
As in the ministerial meeting, Executive Secretary Ivo de Boer and other European Union policymakers, such as European Parliament member Yannick Jadot of France, also considered the deforestation issue.
Stopping deforestation in the tropical regions, Latin America, Congo Basin, Southeast Asia, will be the most efficient way to fight climate change, because we can stop deforestation within months.
European Parliament members Jadot and Rebecca Harms from Germany further acknowledged that an essential element of curbing deforestation is to reduce animal agriculture and meat consumption.
We have now a system in Europe where most of the animal feed is coming from Latin America, from soya, which is also contributing to deforestation and so to climate change.
In the Amazon rainforest alone, livestock raising is the driving force behind more than 80% of the deforestation, with the rest mostly going to soy crops that are exported for animal consumption on factory farms.
Landwirtschaft, der Bereich, in dem unsere Nahrungsmittel hergestellt werden, ist ein wichtiger, schlimmer Faktor für die Erderwärmung. Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
When you eat vegetables, you actually do have a smaller carbon footprint than when you eat meat.
Dies ist Supreme Master Television aus Bonn.
Congratulations and our appreciation on the progress made, European Parliament members, World Environment Ministers and all involved for your productive discussions on curbing the threat of climate change. We pray that leaders worldwide realize the importance of implementing a meat-free policy as part of their dedicated efforts to save the planet.
Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has been tirelessly emphasizing the need to eliminate meat production as a way to also halt deforestation, as in an October 2009 video conference in Germany.
Saving the world's tropical forest, the lungs of the earth, is one of the very important priorities. The rainforests themselves normally is our protectors. But as the climate gets warmer, instead of absorbing CO2, to protect our planet climate, they will be emitting back CO2 as well. Now, we need to look at the main reason why there is deforestation. There is a whole industry behind it, in most of the cases, namely the livestock industry. For example, the number one reason for deforestation of the Amazon, which is the greatest lung of our planet, is to raise cattle. Stop the livestock industry. That would be the most effective way to halt global warming and restore our planet. It would save our precious forests, which take decades to grow, and create more natural forests that we need to reduce global warming. We must stop the livestock industry. I hope the leaders will do this.
Save our planet. Hundreds of Europeans join in a pledge to curb CO2 emissions. On Tuesday, May 4th, over 500 European mayors gathered at the European Parliament in Brussels, Belgium, to sign a declaration known as the Covenant of Mayors. This document reflects the ambitious commitments of participating towns and cities to reduce their carbon emissions more than 20% by 2020, going beyond the stated climate change goals of the European Union as a whole. Present for the signing was European Parliament President Jerzy Buzek, joined by European Union Commission President José Manuel Barroso and Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero.
Citing the key role of Europe's city leaders in contributing to regional climate goals, President Buzek said they are closer to our citizens than any parliament, any government, and are the most important for solving our common problems.
We are at the dawn of a green revolution. But in this revolution, you, the mayors of our cities, are the front line. You are best placed to propose solutions which reconcile the public and private interest.
Since the movement's launch in 2008, some 1,680 municipalities across Europe have now signed the Covenant Declaration, representing 120 million people in 36 nations. Individual city participants are tasked with formulating their own sustainable energy action plans, while a new database launched at the Covenant meeting is designed to help the signatories share best practices toward the unified goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
The local level is very important when having sustainable cities. And you have to work together with the citizens. You have to involve the citizens in the work for sustainability. That's my most important message.
A big bravo, all signatory European cities and towns of the Covenant of Mayors, for your laudable commitment to green living. Blessed be such eco-conscious initiatives as yours in helping restore our world to planetary health.
Save Our Planet, aided by funding from Rwanda-based German Development Service, a group of youths from six African countries travel across the continent to raise awareness about the importance of eco-protection through their music and drama performances, as well as the planting of trees.
Save Our Planet. The Australian states of Victoria and Tasmania record the hottest 12 months ever, with temperatures of over 20 degrees Celsius for 123 consecutive days in Victoria, and a hottest day of 48.4 degrees.
Save Our Planet. The Indian state government of Himachal Pradesh announces a new requirement for morning prayers at school to include a pledge to preserve the environment by conserving and protecting wildlife, trees, energy and water.
Save Our Planet. After witnessing the environmental destruction to marine life and ecosystems caused by an oil leak off the U.S. coast in the Gulf of Mexico, California State Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger withdraws his support for any similar offshore drilling in his state.
Hello, I'm Hippie the Zebra.
Hi, I'm Bella. Hippie and I are following a low carbon emission plant-based diet.
We're here with a tip of the day on vegan traveling.
There are so many restaurants serving delicious cruelty-free fare all over the world.
Yes, it's such good news, Bella.
In case there isn't one yet in the locality you're visiting, there are many alternatives available for you to still eat compassionately.
There are steamed rice and vegetables, which are served at numerous eateries around the globe.
You could try a baked potato topped with steamed veggies.
Or a large salad with bread and vinaigrette dressing.
It's also a good idea to pack vegan health bars and dried fruits that you can carry with you for a quick snack.
The animals and the earth appreciate your kind efforts. Happy travels!
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, South Korea donates $100,000 of relief supplies to Mongolia. The aid, primarily consisting of food and medicines, was sent to help approximately 500,000 nomadic people adversely affected by a cold wave in Mongolia. Our sincere gratitude, South Korea, and heaven bless your generosity and care. May our Mongolian brethren soon return to lives of vibrancy on a balanced and long-lasting earth.
In community news, Rwanda's first national rugby team is organized with the help of a Hong Kong sportsman. Mr. David Hughes was so touched by a book about Rwanda by a retired Canadian Lieutenant General, the Honorable Romeo A. Delarere, that he moved to the nation and became a volunteer. During that time, he noticed skilled young men playing rugby, a sport he loves. Within 2 years, he had assisted in establishing Rwanda's national team, the Silverbacks, named after the beautiful mountain gorillas that live in the country. Mr. Hughes facilitated fundraising that allowed the team to debut at the Project's Kowloon Rugby Fest, an international tournament in Hong Kong. They performed impressively there and look forward to participating in more matches. Our heartfelt congratulations, Mr. David Hughes, and the talented players of the Silverbacks. May your upcoming games and all your future endeavors be graced with much happiness and success. Coming up, a quick-thinking 10-year-old administers a life-saving first aid technique on his mother. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More elevating news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, rewarding news for a satisfying world. In education news, first aid skills prepare a youngster to deliver vital assistance to his mother. Elliot Doon, 10 years old from South Wales, the United Kingdom, used a technique he had learned in school hours earlier to help dislodge a peanut which had gone down the wrong way and was blocking his mother's breathing. Elliot said, "I gave her 5 slaps on the back, and on the fourth, it shot out." His mother said, "I'm very grateful that Elliot knew exactly what to do." Bravo, young Elliot, on your life-saving action. We are so happy to hear that your mother is fine. May the two of you and other cherished ones enjoy many safe times and joyous celebrations.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Pill Time, told in Persian.
از یه نفر میپرسن چرا قرصاشو سر موقع نمیخوره؟ جواب میده آخه میخوام میکروبا رو غافلگیر کنم.
And now for our viewers' helpline on Welcome to Estonia on Planet Earth, our loving home.
I'm an Estonian and I love this country. Kutsuke.
I am a very proud Estonian. Estonia is one of the best countries in the world. 4 seasons, every one of them is very different. Plus, Estonia is just next to the sea and it has 2 big islands. Our country is just a little piece of the world. But the piece is pure gold, Aries.
High-spirited Kutsuki and Aries, thank you for your notes. Estonia is truly a gorgeous country with a splendid cultural heritage. We are honored to follow Supreme Master Qinghai's loving instructions to present to our global audience the amazing and unique places of our world. May heaven's light shine on you and all the nature-loving people of Estonia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the divine grant our world everlasting peace and love between all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il visits China, where he is welcomed for high-level diplomatic discussions.
The Humanitarian Aid Department of the European Commission, or ECHO, donates 1 million euros to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, enabling 2,300 Palestinian Iraqi refugees to obtain housing in the safety of Syria.
together with a $200,000 donation from Prime Minister Saad Hariri, Lebanese President Michel Suleiman, Interior Minister Ziad Barod, and General Ashraf Rifi, each contribute a month's salary to help bring improvements to the country's prison system.
US President Barack Obama's grandmother, Sarah, aged 87, is bestowed with an honorary doctorate from Great Lakes University of Kisumu in Kenya for her charitable works and devoted aid to those in need.
German Sport University scientists say that the best beverage choice for boosting general athletic performance is uncarbonated water that can be occasionally combined with high-quality pure fruit juices.
The Indian government and the National Socialist Council of Nagaland Kaplang agree to extend the ceasefire in eastern Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh states for another year, with plans for continued peace discussions.
The Mechua Veg restaurant in Brunei raises more than $10,000 US, which is donated through the Chinese embassy to assist victims of the recent Qinghai earthquake in China.
In nations across the world, people gather to participate in World Laughter Day, founded on the concept of building friendships and encouraging world peace through the transformative power of laughter.
Government dignitaries from more than 100 nations convene at UN headquarters for a 5-year review of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty as they discuss ways to further the Accord's full implementation goals of a nuclear-free world.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.